Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Back on the campaign trail, this will be an indoor town hall in Michigan. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, governor of Arkansas, will be there with him, and she's one of those who's speaking out and campaigning with him, and we'll let you know when she's here in Pennsylvania, as I've been saying. But Trump right back out on the campaign trail after yet another attempt at his life, and we're learning more about the suspect who apparently was a wannabe hitman. Those are some of the headlines this morning. As kind of a sidebar issue, if we may, I want to get your opinion on something. So I know that we all believe that, of course, it's beautiful to have a family, for a woman to have children, to be a mother. For me, sometimes I think I can't even remember what I did with my time before I had children. And I love my time as a mom. But in this one, this is a lawsuit just being filed that is saying, wait a minute, why is it that Miss World and Miss America pageants, these are beauty pageants, but they're really scholarship pageants. And they give out, six-figure dollar amounts especially for women who want to either complete their formal, education, advanced education, or maybe go on to get a degree as a lawyer, a doctor, a master's degree, etc. And so the money that is attached to these scholarship programs, it's quite significant. So in this case, a woman, Danielle Hazel, she's 25 years old. She said that she has always dreamed of entering in these competitions, but she was devastated to learn that she can't. She's not eligible because she had a son. She chose life, and she had a son when she was just 19 years old, and she's now 25. And so she realized that, the rules disallow her from going forth and entering in one of these competitions. Beautiful young woman. And she's not the only one. So there have been these other discrimination lawsuits filed challenging the definition of beauty. And saying, if a woman, especially a young woman like this lady who, she as a teenager found herself in a spot where she did not choose an abortion. Okay. And maybe she wasn't proud of the situation that she was in, but she wanted to have her baby and raise her child. And so I think some of the women might be married, but I think the women suing, to my knowledge, are single mothers. Young, beautiful, smart women who want to compete, and they're challenging. One of them is in California, denying a mother there. And there was another one, I believe, who in that Miss World competition, she actually had qualified for a Miss World spot. Then they realized that she had a child, and they booted her out. So I know Henry Meshet was looking for the audio. Do you have a little audio?
I do. I do have this woman and her lawyer speaking on this subject matter. What's going on? Can you?
And I believe her lawyer, at least one of the lawyers representing, is Philadelphia's own, and you'll know the name, Gloria Allred.
Yes, correct.
Our client, Danielle Hazel, wanted to apply to enter both the Miss America and Miss World beauty pageants. When she read the eligibility requirements for both pageants, however, she realized that because she is the mother of a six-year-old child, that she would not be eligible to compete simply because she has a child who is legally dependent on her. The Miss World eligibility requirement states that to be eligible for this pageant, a woman must be, quote, unmarried, have no children, and not pregnant, end quote. The Miss America eligibility requirement states that a person must have, quote, no legal dependents, end quote. We believe that these eligibility requirements discriminate against women who are parents in violation of the law in New York.
At 19 years old, I had my son, Sion, and it was one of the greatest gifts of my entire life. I did not want or plan to give up on my dreams of being a part of a pageant and representing my country or my aspirations after I became a mother. But I actually felt more motivated because of having my son to make him proud and to be able to represent other mothers. Well, my hopes is that they're able to see that the rules do need to be changed because they're not fair and they are outdated. So I hope that does get resolved. And I hope there is a resolution where mothers and people who are married are allowed to enter the pageant.
So this is, you know, Gloria Allred, you know who she is, high profile, but a native of Philadelphia, raised in Southwest Philadelphia, educated at Girls High, then went on to graduate from University of Pennsylvania here. And I think it's easy to say one of our nation's highest profile attorneys. You may not like her or like all of her cases. You know, she has gone up against, well, man, I mean, Bill Cosby. Remember, she represented some of those victims of Cosby, went up against O.J. Simpson. Remember the wife killer, Scott Peterson. And I believe she even went out after Rush at some point. I read that somewhere, but I don't even remember that one. But, I mean, she's somebody who has rendered huge multi-million dollar verdicts for some of these women, $58 million plus dollars, 80 plus years old, and still going. So taking on beauty pageants. So on one hand, you may say, well, this is a tradition, and traditionally these women don't have kids because the schedule is quite vigorous. That's the other thing. Once you win, if you win and you're crowned, for 1 year, you go from city to city. There's a lot of travel involved. Maybe they're thinking, I don't know, that if you're a young mother, it's tough to, you know, bring your baby or your young child who's in school. I'm not really sure. But Gloria Allred challenging this, but she was contacted by these women who say, hey, we have the right to compete in these pageants, and after all, we chose life. And so are you conflicted about that? In the case of the Miss World woman who qualified, so you think about that. She was somebody who won at some level, hid the fact, so she did lie. So maybe that's part of it, that they're saying you lied on the forms. But she did another woman qualified, but when they found out she had a kid, then they booted her. So 855-839-1210, I thought I would put that one out there as something that's a different story that might be something that you would want to sound off on. Do you think that if somebody is, you know, a mom, especially a single mom, because remember, if you're a married mom, they do have the Mrs. America pageant. But I'll point out to you that for these women, and especially for single moms who maybe chose to have the baby and maybe got their GED but want to go on to college, these scholarships are a full ride. If you win or even if you place, you get huge scholarships. And the money is big time. I have a girlfriend who's done that, who did that for years, paid her way through school, and she had a great experience, a lot of camaraderie, and so kind of bust through some of those stereotypes. So I thought I would just ask what your take is on that, whether or not you think that that's right. After all, these are competitions that are privately run, and maybe you think, well, they can go to another one where you could, but not Miss America, not the big ones with the big bucks and the big scholarships. So we'll look at that one. I do want to mention for you, because I had Linda Kearns on yesterday, that as far as your mail-in ballots, we'll announce to you when those are going out. and give you more information about the mail-in ballots, because I know that that was something that was being headlined this morning. Remember, she had told you something that I saw in the Philadelphia Inquirer, had the story just today, but we had it yesterday for you, explaining the process. Cornel West wanted to be on the ballot. There was another third-party candidate. So all of these different, you know, legal cases are impacting the printing of the mail-in ballots. So when they're available, we'll take you through that. But we've seen several mail-in ballot challenges in the months leading up to the election. And remember, I had told you that last Friday that undated or illegal ballots, that's really what it is. If you hear in the news media and they say undated or unsigned mail-in ballots won't be counted, your vote won't be counted. No. If it's an illegal ballot, then it won't be counted because that's the law. And as I've said over and over, it's amazing to me how so-called mainstream media will say, well, Democrats supported this bipartisan legislation as if it's ha-ha, because remember, we loosened here in Pennsylvania, Republicans got played, loosened some of the rules because it was, you know, the pandemic, and then realized their blunder. But this was one of the provisions was, well, we want to mimic what it would be like if you were voting in person. That was the thought process. It was passed by law, bipartisan, but you'll notice that the media takes issue with the part of the law that says you have to sign it. It has to be dated. It has to be proper. They don't want to do that. So the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court has ruled that they have to be legal ballots. They have to be legally done and properly dated. That's the law. Boom, there it is. Democrats are not happy about it, and the media is not happy about it. Just look at the headlines and tell me what you think. 855-839-1210, the number to call. You know, it's amazing to me how fast summer flew. Ooh, I hate that. I love football season. I love the fall. But this week, the last week of summer, it's the last hurrah. And then Sunday, you know, officially Sunday and then into next week, officially by the calendar, we see fall. The days are already starting to get shorter. It's darker longer in the morning. But, you know, you have to think about truly the Piazza family team. If you're thinking about that new vehicle heading into the fall, heading into wintertime, right now's the time. Everybody's back on the roads, back in school car lines, going from place to place. My friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, they're going to help you find that luxury vehicle you've been eyeing. Piazza has thousands of new and certified pre-owned vehicles from beautiful brands such as Mercedes-Benz, Land Rover, Jaguar, Maserati, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, and more. Visit them, piazzapremiumautomobiles.com. Stop by one of their many dealers across Pennsylvania, Delaware, New Jersey. PIAZZA, PiazzaPremiumAutomobiles.com. Tell them Dolan sent you.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word is that this morning, hundreds of Hezbollah fighters were wounded when their pagers exploded. So the allegation here by the Hezbollah officials is that they're calling this some kind of an attack, a wide range attack on their operatives, including fighters and medics, they say. So they're saying that they're blaming Israel, that somehow the Israeli government or operatives were able to hack into their pagers and and cause this to happen. That's their allegation. But hundreds of them, and they released video and as well images on social media. So what they're saying is that hundreds of these Hezbollah terrorists were seriously wounded just this morning when the pagers that they used to communicate back and forth exploded. So these guys wear these pagers around their belts and their pockets. And the officials claim that a hack attack by Israel, actually, this is the source of this attack. So Hezbollah officials, you know, putting out there in the news now that I don't know that they're going to get a lot of sympathy, quite frankly, because these are the terrorists. Videos uploaded to social media show about three online, but they claim there are hundreds. So I'm just giving you the information. But they say that the men were, you know, one was at a shopping center, another one is out in a square, and the pager just suddenly blows up, and you see the victim crying, and there's a lot of blood and all of that. So the question I have for you, I never knew that somebody could hack into your device remotely and make your battery to your device heat up to the point that it explodes. I never thought of that. But if that's a thing that a hacker could do that, that's concerning to me because I have never heard of that. I mean, we've heard about problems with batteries that were somehow, you know, they had a problem with them and maybe they heated up and caused a fire, etc. But that's not what this is. This was an event that happened, they claim, that was a coordinated hack attack where you had hundreds, they claim, of these terrorists who then are suffering from pretty serious injuries because their devices, all the battery, they somehow hacked the battery and made it heat up to the point that it exploded. You know, first of all, don't you feel the battery heating up in your pocket or on your belt? And say, oh, man, this thing is scorching hot, and take it off and throw it down to the ground. So there's that. So did it happen suddenly? I'm not a technological expert on this one, but these are the Hezbollah officials claiming that Israel is behind the pager attack. The Israeli military has not yet commented on the incident, but they did say the enemy, the Hezbollah folks said, quote, "The enemy stands behind this security incident." That's their statement. Here's the other thing. In a lot of these stories, they're talking about this, and some of them seemingly, I don't know, they're reporting it. Are they sympathetic to the terrorists? But not for nothing. Don't you lead with the fact that, by the way, we still have the hostages who've not all yet been returned. And October 7th, TikTok, here we are, September 17th. We're coming up on next month, 1 year since that terror attack on innocent Israeli civilians, teens, babies, kids, grandparents. It's amazing to me how in the headlines, they don't put that in the headline. 855-839-1210 is the number to call. There's a lot going on today. I'm just trying to give you some other news stories of the day. We talked a lot in Kale and Company this morning. Going over the Trump situation and how it's, I think more of us, as we see this suspect who's in custody, and I'm grateful that this suspect, who technically is a third suspect involving alleged plots to take out or provide a hit on former President Donald J. Trump. The reason I say third is because they did have that arrest July 12th of man from the Middle East. I talked a lot about him. Close ties to Tehran and Iran. Pakistani man flew here to the country, had a home in Houston. We don't know how long, but was out there trying to hire hitmen. And they finally did. Thankfully, they arrested that guy. He's facing federal charges. You never hear about it in the headlines. But to me, there are no coincidences. The fact that this is happening, they'll try to bury it. We'll see how much they follow up on it. But we know, remember I reported this to you last week, that even Democrats on this task force to get to the bottom of these assassination attempts. And by the way, Madeline Dean, locally here in Montgomery County, she has put out a call because she's on that task force here in Pennsylvania looking into the Butler, PA, July 13th assassination attempt on Trump. She just today filed some proposals that, and she's with others, I think it's bipartisan support, where they're saying they want to include the Florida attempt on Trump to be included as part of the investigation that the task force is already doing. But we know that there are some bombshells to come this month. So here we are, September 17th. We are expecting within the next week or so to hear about these major bombshells relating to what went down and the truth behind the story of the assassination attempt, July 13th, against former President Donald J. Trump. Up ahead, I'll talk about J.D. Vance. I tweeted this out earlier this morning, but I want to get your take. J.D. Vance, who's the vice presidential candidate, Senate, obviously a senator from Ohio, his remark that he made, that he put out, is just kind of gave me chill bumps. So we'll talk about that moving forward. 855-839-1210. We have Kevin in Delaware. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling.
I'm calling because I heard one of your producers or whatever talking to you, and he used the term gun violence. And I like to correct that. There's really no such thing as gun violence. It is people violence. Mm-hmm. And gun violence is a liberal propaganda thing to take away our Second Amendment. And because they're going after guns, where they should actually be putting people in jail.
Yes.
Instead of guns, you know. So every time, I want your listeners to understand, every time you hear someone say gun violence, always correct them and say it's people violence, and we have to deal with people violence.
Yeah, it's so true. It's much like, you know, just as your vehicle, well, some vehicles, I guess, do drive themselves, but most vehicles, you, the individual, the driver, you are responsible for the actions. And the same with a firearm. It's an inanimate object, and a powerful one, albeit, but you're exactly right. I suspect that the comment was a little bit facetious, was it Henry that made that comment?
Yeah, no, that was me. It was definitely facetious.
Okay. But that's, you know, but I love that you make the point, because maybe somebody's listening not realizing that Henry was being facetious, and it's a great point. That sometimes
we talk about DUIs. Mm-hmm. We don't call them car violence, right?
Yep.
So we say DUI, and the person goes to jail or gets fined or whatever. And we should be doing that with the people who use guns or any weapon. We don't say knife violence.
Great point.
But the thing is, it is the liberal kind of Marxist talking point to get rid of our Second Amendment to always use gun violence.
Yes.
And we, and especially 1210, we can't be condoning that or furthering their liberal talking points by, again, I just say, listeners, when you hear people say gun violence, correct them and call up to your local news stations and say, quit using gun violence. This is people violence. And by using the word gun violence, that way they won't put the people in jail who are committing the crimes.
Yeah.
Because they're blaming it on the inanimate object.
Yeah, Kevin, I love that you called on that, because it's on a broader scale when you zoom out. It's really about not allowing the so-called mainstream media that we know is complicit, that is mostly biased. And that's one of those things. You don't want it to get into, to seep into your subconscious and then start affecting you. And that's even part of what I think as far as why it's so important for different celebrities to come out and leaders, lawmakers, elected officials on the left, you know, really attacking not just the candidate, not just Trump or whoever the Republican candidate is, but they'll attack us. In other words, because we're weird, we're kooks, we're crazy people, and they want to keep us in the closet. They don't want us to come out and say, yeah, I'm this. This is who I am. Deal with it. Because they want us to be the weirdo to make us. They want to infiltrate much like if you think about a game face, you know, like with we wish that the Eagles had more of a game face perhaps and did better.
Yeah, well, that was all coaches there. That was players not playing and coaches not coaching. You know, to give up 3 points on the 10-yard line is a coaching mistake, but that's for WIP.
Oh, right? I love that, yeah. But to your exact point, think about the mental game. And part of this is psyching us out, right? Psyching out the opponent, meaning not just maybe the candidate themselves, but psyching out voters. And you know what? I really appreciate your call, Kevin, because you're exactly right. You know what I think of? I just remember that day. I have to get Zioli on to talk more about this, because do you guys remember when Zioli kept saying for maybe a month before the one election, he kept saying Jack Cittarelli can win. If you're in Jersey, vote, come out and vote. Don't be discouraged. Don't let them psych you out. And then sure enough, we knew that the vote was so close, and there were tons of people calling in. It was when Zioli was still in the mornings, when we had just gone to mornings, and they called in and said, man, why did I allow them to do that to me? But it's Jersey, and I just thought, oh, you know, there's not a chance. That's what they try to do before elections. That's the kind of thing. So it really, when you think about the rhetoric, whether it's campaign rhetoric or just the agenda, part of this is on the bigger scale to psych us out and get in our heads and live rent-free in our heads. Got to take a quick break. I'm Dawn Stensland, and I appreciate you being
ready to level up. Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here, one of the big breaking news stories is that P. Diddy, Sean Combs, hit with multiple charges as the details of his alleged sex abuse and domestic violence are made public. That in, you know, this morning, as we know that there was a federal grand jury indictment. He knew this was coming down. He's been embattled. I know that the one woman who I named, at least one woman, had made allegations against him. So he moved to New York, and he knew that this was looming. He and his attorney released a statement saying he didn't know that the arrest was coming yesterday, but he was arrested overnight in New York City after traveling voluntarily, I will say, to the city, denies all of these charges. But he's 54 years old, very wealthy. His attorney calling him an iconic musician and rap star. He's charged with racketeering, sex trafficking, and transportation to engage in prosecution. The indictment unsealed just this morning, revealing the details. I can't even say something. It's pretty nasty stuff. But revelations, for example, oh, geez, I'm trying to think of, he had more than 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lubrication oil that the feds had to see. You know, if I'm this investigator and I have to go to this home, I want a little extra pay. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's just nasty what was going on here. So he's accused of forcing women to have relations with male escort individuals until they were so worn out they required an IV drip. What did they call it, Henry? They called it like a get it. It's a freaky. What did they call it? A freak off?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Wow.
Nice freak off. I mean, I knew the rumors about him weren't nice, but this is ridiculous.
Pretty nasty. I can't even say all the details. So, but it's you know, it's shocking and and horrible, but he is expected to appear in front of a federal judge to face these charges. Like I say, we've heard of lawsuits, of allegations. They were mostly civil suits. But his attorney says this new indictment is an unjust prosecution. It's unfair. But remember his homes in Los Angeles and Miami were simultaneously, remember this? They were raided, and law enforcement said at the time they claimed that they seized narcotics and the thousands of bottles of baby oil and lubricant.
Thousands of bottles is crazy.
Thousands of, yeah.
Thousands. Not like hundreds, like thousands. Ooh. They had to...
Were they those little travel size? No, I'm just kidding. The travel size baby oil?
He doesn't buy them efficiently. He doesn't buy them
bulk. It's so nasty. It's really nasty. Let's think about what's going on. I'll give you some local headlines. How about that? Because we have a lot going on locally. We have a lot going on nationally. And I'm just trying to update you across the board. We have Instagram. It will force millions of teenagers across America into these protected accounts. These are new restrictions that are also designed to push teenagers to adopt parental supervision through the app. What's this about? You know what it's about? It's about lawsuits. Because there are all these lawsuits against these social media platforms that say you are accountable. So what Instagram and others will certainly follow if they haven't already with their different policies. But just today announcing, and this is the most dramatic effort yet that we've heard, and this is Instagram, but they say that they want to protect young users from the dangers that could happen on its platform. So they are implementing this new teenage account, and they say that it's an automatic setting that will force millions of teenage accounts private and then restrict which kinds of content those users can view on the Instagram app. I don't know. Are kids really on? See, I have teenage sons. They're not on Instagram. I mean, they might have an account, but they're really not active on it.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Like, I have an account just for show at this point. Just to say I'm on social media.
Yeah, but on this one, the new restrictions are designed, according to Insta, to push teenagers to adopt parental supervision through the app. You have to have a parent, and then Instagram will automatically apply the new teen accounts setting to all users under the age of 18. Then after the update, if you're 16 or 17, you'll be able to use to manually change the app back to your preferred settings. But 13 to 15-year-olds, for example, those users will be required to get parental approval for any such changes. So Instagram saying this is for the well-being of younger users. Yeah, this is what the attorneys advise them to do, no doubt. Earlier this morning, we talked about TikTok and that court case, which essentially could result in as early as January of TikTok. If it stays the way it is, TikTok, which is owned by China, by the, you know, essentially that's what that is, ByteDance, so communist country. So at the end of the day, TikTok is going away. TikTok is entertaining. I don't keep it on my phone. I will see things that I'll see on X that people repost. I will admit it's entertaining. But right now, as it stands, TikTok, if it keeps on going in this direction, will be no more as of maybe late December, early January. So we'll follow that one for you. I'm getting word that, you know, all these traffic warnings are going out because, remember, Vice President Harris, she'll be in Philadelphia within the next 90 minutes or so. So the motorcade expected to impact traffic on all the surrounding roadways, right, as she makes her way into Center City and to WHYY for the NABJ questioning. And I can't wait till I'll be watching all of that and then comparing and contrasting the questions that Trump had. You know, it's going to be a love fest. They're going to be all clapping and supportive and lovely. And by the way, I can't wait to, I'm going to send this to Sean, our friend Sean Farish, who got such a kick out of this. Remember all the stories that we had about especially the seafood, the tuna and the seafood the crab legs being stolen in South Philadelphia. Well, we now have these four guys from Philadelphia under arrest. They were arrested in New Jersey, though, in what police call this organized cargo theft ring. But they called them the Beef Bandits, even though Operation Beef Bandit, they stole, allegedly, stole also seafood and alcohol. So these guys, ranging in age from 23 to 37, all Philadelphia residents, charged with numerous crimes. It's a two-plus-month investigation, Operation Beef Bandit, organized crime, and they are accused of a series of at least nine burglaries at service areas along the New Jersey Turnpike. They're accused of breaking into parked, often occupied trailers, stealing high-value goods, meat, alcohol, seafood. So the question I have that I don't have the answer to, are these four bandits now facing investigation or charges on the other side of the river? Because we have had all of these crimes striking South Philadelphia, very similar, with the trailer, the truck driver sleeping, then they hear something, and you know, you have guys in different cars seem to know what to target and then get away with the goods.
That was the great thing right now. It's like Goodfellas. You know, shrimp and lobsters were great. They all went pretty fast. You know, Jimmy loved all that stuff. It sounds like an episode of The Sopranos. Hey, Tone, not for nothing, T, but I got this rack of ribs here. They normally sell for about $20. I'll give them to you for $10.
So, but that's the question. You know, we had said at the time, so they have to, it's a refrigerated unit, right? It's a vehicle that's refrigerated carrying these, you know, high-end items. So obviously they knew what was inside, and then they have to either have coolers in their vehicles, the getaway vehicle, or get it to a spot where it's not going to, you know, spoil.
Everybody's tipped off because the union drivers are probably tipping this one off or tipping that one off. I mean, it is like a scene out of The Sopranos, where people are doing this because it's probably, you could probably make more money selling fresh food and meats than you can by selling drugs in this day and age.
Really?
Well, yeah, of course.
Bidenomics?
Bidenomics right now is causing people, it's like, well, wait a minute. You can get a crack vial here for 50, or we can get you some meat over here for about 70. It's Bidenomics, actually, though, but it is inflation because these guys are going to steal from the rich and think that they're giving to the poor. That is
crazy. What? But remember I reported not so long ago, I think it was on a Friday with Sean Farish, that the 10 grand worth of tuna was stolen from the tractor trailer parked in South Philadelphia. That was one of them. So we'll look to see if they're connecting this group. By the way, the final thing I'll say about it is we know that three New Jersey State Troopers suffered minor injuries during the arrests of these suspects. So they're also facing charges for that. So they're being held in jail. But it was a rough arrest. Let's just put it that way. These guys are reportedly some rough guys, so facing numerous charges. So we'll continue to follow it. Donald J. Trump on True Social just releasing another statement saying, quote, "The rhetoric lies as exemplified by the false statements made by Comrade Kamala Harris during the rigged and highly partisan ABC debate and all the ridiculous lawsuits specifically designed to inflict damage on Joe's, then Kamala's, political opponent, me, has taken politics in our country to a whole new level of hatred, abuse, and distrust. Because of this communist left rhetoric, the bullets are flying, and it will only get worse, allowing millions of people from places unknown to invade and take over our country is an unpardonable sin." Trump goes on to say, "Our borders are right," on his, he's posting this, quote, "our borders must be closed and the terrorist criminals and mentally insane immediately removed from American cities and towns, deported back to their countries of origin. We want people to come into our country, but they must love our nation and come in legally and through a system of merit. The world is laughing at us as fools. They are stealing our jobs and our wealth. We cannot let them laugh any longer. Make America great again." So I retweeted that one. I retruthed it. I'll retweet it. But, you know, he's exactly right that the media is complicit as well, I will say, as we've seen the politics take this whole new level. Hatred, it's abuseful, and they're just trying to weave in this distrust, especially of Republicans and conservatives. And it's horrible. It's wrong. And we need to call it out when we see it. And we know it when we see it, don't we? So I hope you have a blessed day for sure. I hope you retweet this one and keep an eye out today as we, you know, let me know. I would love for you throughout the day, either DM me or send me or just retweet it and make sure you tag WPHT. I want to keep track of all these instances, whether it's local media, national media, as they make statements or have a headline that is either victim blaming of Trump, who's had these assassination attempts on him, or it's this rhetoric calling him dangerous and a threat to democracy. And then they stand back and wonder why there are these nut jobs who are triggered to take a violent action against Trump or, God forbid, somebody else, you know, like a voter. So let's watch this together, shall we? And pray for President Trump, his family, and all of these different individuals, you know, running for office locally and nationally. So that's it for me today, 855-839-1210. You can always call us here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. But Dom Giordano is next. And Dom, I couldn't help but think of, you know, with Nick Foles retiring officially as a Philadelphia Eagle, that great event you had with Nick Foles here in Philadelphia. What a wonderful highlight for you and for him, as I know you're celebrating his career.
Well, thanks, Dawn. He's the side question today, in a way. My only regret, he wanted to play me basketball one-on-one. I would have had another victory. Then I would have thrown him the ball 40 yards, because he talked yesterday about throwing a ball 65 yards into the wind. That's remarkable when they were trying him out. The guy is just the best big-time celebrity I've ever been around. Dawn, you know, all this stuff we've seen with these small towns being inundated, mm-hmm. I have a list of 500 state and local officials who say they want more refugee settlements. Three of them are here locally, two of them in the suburbs. Let's see what happens when we talk their names and see if people agree they want that in their towns.
Yeah, a little bit of NIMBY, sure to happen.
Exactly.
Dom Giordano is now.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Ryder remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.